July 10, 1950. Visited the Blackwood boys backstage at the Ellis Auditorium and told them I'd like to join them someday. They laughed, but I meant it. September 19, 1950. Last night, Mama said I left my bed and started to sleepwalk right out the door and down the street, and now she's taking the knob off my door to stop me. I hope I never have to live on a clifftop. June 3, 1951. Started work at the Precision Tool Company, but I don't like it. The job could be done by a machine, but I have to take it.
November, undated, 1951.
I was dropped from the football team at school because I wouldn't cut my hair short. March, undated, 1952. We were evicted from our place at Lauderdale Courts. Mama says things can't get any worse. April 17, 1952. I got a job as an usher at the Lowell State Theater. Tony Curtis is my favorite. Like I said, I do my hair like him. He uses lanolin to make it stand up. I like Marlon Brando, too.
May 28, 1952. I sacked from Lowell's because I hit a guy who said I was getting free candy from an usherette. He was right, but he shouldn't have snitched on me. Now I feel guilty because Mama needed the money. She riled at me for losing my temper. She doesn't see it much, but sometimes I can't help myself.
May 30th, 1952. At the end of the school day, I'm walking out of class at Hume's in a pink jacket. Three guys block my path. They make some comment about my mama being a hooker, and I reach out and hit one of them. Then someone grabs me from behind and pushes me against the wall. I feel a punch in the back of my neck, and I fall. I know who they are, but I'm bleeding all over my eyes and they're fuzzy. They take me to the cloakroom and tell me my daddy won't recognize me when they're finished with me. They're laughing as I tear my clothes and I feel myself conking out. When I wake up, my jacket is ripped and it's bloody. It seems like a different day. There's no one around and it's darker, but not night. I go to the wash basin and try to wipe off the blood, but it's all dried in. I'm weak, but not in much pain, except from my side where one of them kicked me.
I dab water over my face, and it stings me like medicine.
My hair is slicked down over my forehead, mashed in with blood. I wait until it's darker so I can go home. I don't want to be seen. I have to stop a few times on the way when I get weak. I don't pass anyone I know, but when I get home, Mama is already at the door. She says she thought I'd been run over. She's hollering, trying to get out of me what's happened. I make up some story about a football tackle that she doesn't believe. I lost one son, she says. I don't want to lose another. She bathes me in hot water. When Daddy comes in, she tells him she wants him to go up to the school and sort it out tomorrow. After Mama goes out of the room, I make a sign to him to tell him I don't want this to go any further. He nods. Mama gives me some kind of pill and tells me to go to bed. I lie in the dark listening to her crying next door. I know why this happened, and I know I'm different, and I think it might happen again, but I'm not afraid of it. I'm a threat to some people. Next week, maybe I'll be able to put up some kind of fight. Maybe not. I don't much care either way. I'll be out of there in a year. Mama is a big worry. She can think of nothing but me, and it's hard on Daddy. He's like an extra in the house. I feel for him more than myself. He comes into me and tells me I did well. It happened to him at my age. The Presley way was never to roll over, he says. He asks me if I want to go in tomorrow, and I say I do. That's good, he says, and he tells me to act like nothing has happened. Undated 1952. My cousin Red West rescued me from another beating. I won't forget that. I've also made a friend in George Klein and another cousin, Billy Smith. September undated, 1952. Got a job with Marl Mellow Company. It's another dead-end job, but we need the money bad. September 20th, 1952. Had to leave Marl because Mama found out I was falling asleep in class. October the 7th, 1952. Today I drove back to the old house in Stiletto Drive.
Driving on the freeway, I watched the needle hit 70 in the big wide open. A and I forgot all my problems.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?